Welcome to Shallow Deep Dive, where we take a deepish dive into the shallow world of branding, advertising, and creative. I'm Joe Qualls. Today, we're covering the website as the first meeting. Here's a test you can run in about 90 seconds. Open the websites of five law firms or five accountancy practices and read the first paragraph of each. Then try to remember which one said which. You won't be able to. They blur together because they were all written to the same brief. Sound established, sound trustworthy, sound safe. A stock photograph of a glass tower. A line about being a trusted partner committed to delivering exceptional outcomes. A team page where everyone is passionate and dedicated. It reads like a brochure, and it reads like every other brochure. This isn't laziness. A firm is selling judgment, and judgment is hard to show. So firms reach for the signals that read as respectable across the board. The sober palette, the serif, the reassuring language. Each choice is defensible on its own. Nobody was ever fired for a navy blue website, but add them up across a whole profession and you get a room where everyone is dressed identically and nobody can be told apart. Which is strange because the firms themselves are not interchangeable. Sit across a desk from the right partner and you'll know within minutes whether these are your kind of people. One is cautious and academic. One is warm and a bit slow to the point. One looks at your problem, tells you the two things that actually matter, and moves on. Those are real differences, and they're what clients decide on. The website is usually the one place that flattens all of them into the same beige. So here's the idea we want to sit with. A professional services website should reproduce the experience of meeting the firm's best partner. Not describe that experience. Reproduce it. The plain answers, prepared, zero waffle quality that would win someone over in a first meeting is the quality the page itself should have. The website isn't a pamphlet about the firm. It's the first meeting, held before anyone has booked one. Here's why that's more than a nice line. A first meeting does a specific job. In 15 minutes, a good partner shows you they've understood your situation, gives you a plain read on it, and demonstrates the judgment you'd be paying for. Most websites do the opposite. They perform authority instead of demonstrating it. They hedge because hedging feels safe. They talk about values instead of showing them. And so the one moment a stranger is actually paying attention gets spent on words that could belong to anyone. The reason this matters for branding, not just copywriting, is that a brand is a promise a client can feel before they've bought anything. If the promise on the website is generic, the client has nothing to hold. If the site actually sounds like the firm at its best, direct where the firm is direct, then it's already keeping the promise. The experience and the advertising become the same thing. Which brings us to the concrete example. AJ & Co. is a commercial law firm in Brisbane. What makes them AJ & Co. is that they practice law with a business-like directness most firms only claim. They're commercial, they're plain-spoken, and they're genuinely invested in their clients' businesses, not just their legal problems. Meet the partners and you get it immediately. Their old website gave you none of it. It read like a generic legal brochure, and it didn't sell the firm the way the partners actually do. The brief they gave us was unusually clear, and we'll roughly quote it. Make the website feel like the first meeting. Direct, prepared, zero waffle. Partner level presence, plain answers, and this part matters, an editorial engine the firm can keep feeding. So that's what we built. We rebuilt the site off an old WordPress installation onto Craft as a fast editorial platform. Two pieces carry the idea. Partner profiles with real presence, filterable by practice area, so you meet the actual person you'd be dealing with rather than a row of matching headshots. And an insights section the firm can keep publishing to without standing up a production line every time, the part that keeps the site alive after launch. We also cut a short firm film for the homepage, so the faces behind the advice come before the words. The result reads less like a brochure and more like the first meeting, clear about who the firm is and quick to the point. Now, the obvious objection. Every firm thinks it's direct. Ask the five interchangeable firms from our test, and all five would say they're plain speaking and that they care. So, isn't sound like yourself empty advice? It would be if sounding like yourself were free. It isn't. Being direct on a website means saying the specific thing, and the specific thing can be checked, argued with, disagreed with. Most firms hedge precisely because the plain version is exposing. So the test isn't whether a firm claims directness. It's whether the website is specific enough that a competitor couldn't have written it. And there's a related worry. Isn't the conservative look the whole point? The thing clients actually want from a lawyer? Up to a point, yes. But conservative and generic are not the same thing. You can be serious and still be specific. AJ & Co.'s site is not loud, it's restrained and adult, and plainly the work of a law firm. It simply happens to be unmistakably that firm. One is a considered choice. The other is a place you drift to. There's a second objection, and it's rightly on your mind in 2026. A lot of what fills these editorial sections now is generated, competent, endless, noise with better grammar. Doesn't that make keep publishing both cheaper and more pointless at once? We'd argue the opposite. A signal only works when it's costly to send. A law degree on the wall means something because it took years to earn. When the internet fills up with generated copy, the writing that's plainly the product of a person who knows something starts to stand out, not because it's louder, but because it's expensive to fake. Human-made is quietly becoming a brand signal, and the sharpest version of that signal isn't the prose at all, it's the name attached to it. Accountability is a human thing. You can't generate a name that's willing to stand behind the advice. That's why the editorial engine mattered as much as the design. The fair challenge is that a better content system doesn't write the articles. Plenty of firms can publish and still publish nothing. We'd half agree. A system doesn't supply the will. What it does is remove the friction, and friction is usually the real reason the will runs out. When adding a piece means a ticket, a developer, a week, and a quiet fear of breaking the layout, of course it doesn't happen. The firm that could never find time to publish turns out to have had plenty of time. What it didn't have was an easy way in, and this is where the whole thing has to be honest. Directness only works if the firm can back it. If we'd made AJ & Co. look direct and businesslike, and the first meeting turned out vague and slow, we'd have built a trap, a brand that wins a client the firm then disappoints. It holds because the site reads like the first meeting only when the first meeting really is like that. That's the thread that ties it together. The website isn't the deliverable. Winning the right clients is. Design's job is to remove the friction between a stranger and that first meeting, to let the firm's real character reach the page instead of being sanded off into brochure language. A stock photo performs authority. A partner telling you the two things that matter demonstrates it. One of those is a brand, the other is furniture. So if you take one thing from today, take the test. Open your own website and read the first paragraph as a stranger would. Ask whether it sounds like your best partner on a good day or like a brochure that could belong to anyone. If it's the brochure, the fix isn't more polish. It's nerve, the willingness to sound exactly like yourselves and to keep saying it long after launch. Thank you for indulging us in today's shallow deep dive. We hope you'll join us for the next one. Until then, take care.